The views and opinions expressed on this show by the hosts do not necessarily state or reflect those of the channel. Furthermore, the views and the opinions of the guests do not reflect those of the host and the channel. Also, we do not encourage you to try this at home. We are trained professionals who do not have your best interest at heart or our own. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
welcome to the greatest podcast on the planet.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You're learning it, po 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 po.
And they tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda. But are you ready? I am ready. Don't keep me waiting. I'm okay. I'm just minutes away. You can come any day. You can come and we play. But are you ready?
Happy New Year to you. Coming new live,
3, 2, 1.
Zulu Fashion House. It is with great sadness to you.
Man,
it's ready for no time.
Yeah, indeed.
Keep on
me. 3, 2, 1. Anyway,
and we're back.
We're back, motherfuckers.
Can I continue now?
Anyway, before what you were saying.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you all. Mm. Coming new live. Zulu
coming to
house.
You live.
Okay.
Coming to you live.
Happy New Year to you all. Coming at you live at Zulu Fashion House.
It is great. Coming at you is like, you know, coming.
What is coming to you?
You.
Like a spraying people with kids now.
Now,
what are you reading though, bro?
Happy New Year to you all. Coming to you live at Zulu Fashion House.
Mm-hmm.
It is great sadness to you
and happiness
to us in the untimely departure of one Pardon Moyo, popular known as Umgcini, from the BYO podcast 99. However, his departure will not and definitely will not hinder us from having fun and you also enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And one Mary Jane Soma is on suspension to further notice. Don't worry, you're in safe hands with your ever eccentric, keen-eyed comedian.
What?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Nah, guys.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Nah,
how
you
are
niggas
you?
Out of pocket.
Fresh.
But then you're out of socket.
Hi guys, how are you? You sharp?
Your days are numbered. This is a hostile takeover now. And now look at him. He's unemployed now.
Yeah, he's gonna be watching from the other side, like you guys.
Look at me.
Can you please subscribe?
Mama, I made it.
For once, bro.
Can you please subscribe?
Subscribe,
and please
bro.
Join our membership.
Please, guys. Abakwazi Umgcini. Can you tell him to follow, like, and subscribe to the biggest comment to the biggest podcast on the planet?
Yeah.
That is what is truly
the
happening.
Hostel takeover.
It's a hostel takeover now. We run the show now.
Yeah. We
until
are the
someone
captain.
Else does a hostel takeover. But how are you guys? But it is true. I have a line of coups that I can say, but ish.
That was cool, mama. Cool,
it beans.
But last was
Manin.
Beans is in the food.
Hey, got the garibamba. As part of our New Year resolutions, akutwe a company, since we're moving forward in this new direction, kutwe akusakhulu inhlamba
da. Eh, hayi akusohlamba.
Ngiyacela.
Yeah.
On that note, we hereby give you our version of a swearing jar or cursing jar on hlamba jar. You put a dollar there on Kurumin Shambayako or anything, that's profane.
Lila, you change.
Our New Year's resolution.
Ah, it's fine. It's a good
part of us. So, Fagi Manakola, service detector, and Susan Tambazako.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, I've been on squad. You say $300. Yeah, so you change in Natafu.
Tell me, he needs a cotton.
Cotton.
I think since I totally stick up, my next episode, you have to see Padilla swearing jar.
Yeah.
And then whoever goes out of line.
Gotta put something in.
Speaking of resolutions, guys, what are the resolutions of the podcast? Yeah, what are our resolutions?
Also, Happy New Year, guys.
Greet your neighbor, tell them it's nice to be here.
Greet your neighbor.
Continents of the new year.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? I've got a question. Like someone says, compliments of the new year. Oh, my God, much. I like Pendula and Jan.
I know.
I'm not been 2025 is my year.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're done with this, bro. 18 days is enough for you to see that. Nah, this year's not
working.
The
Lord is my shepherd.
I mean, my resolution this year is celibacy. Hey,
so far, so good.
I need to thank you. What I'm saying is, having said that,
it's
even
not too late.
Yeah,
it's not too late to
look to say it.
Yeah. In your Pharisee era.
I'm a eunuch.
I'm gonna go right to the retention.
Mm-hmm.
What are the
podcasts?
The first and obvious one is.
Listen, Samba.
Yeah.
Secondly, we like to also get high-profile people to subscribe. The likes of Mkini.
Yeah.
To start following the show.
Yeah. We really need those people, man. Yeah.
And I think we might probably also do maybe another drive this year.
Okay.
I know we definitely will.
Roll on drive. Yes.
I think for us, we need 10K subscribers. Like that's.
Yes.
10K subscribers.
I think that's doable.
Yeah, because we're somewhere fast approaching 6, right? So it's like 4K. Yeah. So I know you need D. But I'm going to buy 4,000.
Pardon, wherever you are.
From the other side.
My
belief, my resolution, before very second quarter, it's easy shit, bro.
We need to
have more live recordings.
Yeah, we need live.
The last one was a jam.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, live recordings. Live recordings are really nice.
Jump, guys.
Yeah. And we should have one.
We therefore appeal to members of our audience that have locations. Who are willing to lend us a
to
venue,
host us, yes.
To host us for an hour or four, you know.
Either or.
As long as the venue also allows us, our audience members, to come through like Opaton.
Yes.
To come through and watch us.
And watch.
Our thing. Yeah. But okay, enough about that. Individual resolutions.
I'm never saying literally mine is semen retention this year.
Okay.
Retention.
Yeah.
All right. Keep a value, though.
4x4.
Let's go on the tank.
Do you know, I made this example to someone earlier on today. Right? You know what? As a warrior, your spear mustn't always be at war.
Mm.
Sometimes some years are years of peace.
You know,
sometimes that's it's a year of peace, man.
Sharpen the swords.
You know, and just keep it. You know, ever watched which Avengers is that? after Thanos had won, right?
Thanos.
Was Blumina?
What is the work is done?
My work is done.
It always works.
Your failure has led you back to me.
Exactly.
Simple.
You check. So now I'm in my Thanos.
So we UT and I painting this year opera macaque.
Okay.
We are already circumventing the system as. Yeah, but Mina, my personal resolutions, I mean, I'm going to have a near-death experience in December. Almost lost my life. Okay. And as I was on my deathbed, they were new brothers, I mean, in Bambing and Sand. We had a little homoerotic moment, my boys. And then I decided to, no, I just need to do better with my music. So that's pretty much. The only thing I need to cover is the music.
All right, Ralph?
I just need to get my money up, dog.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Just need to get my racks up.
Angela, what you actually might not need to change your resolutions if you are
getting down. Because that's true.
Sometimes we make the mistake of making 5-year plans a 1-year plan. So, city, I want to double my income. That could actually be a 3-year plan. When about a boy and the new resolution at 2022, 2023, resolution. So sometimes it's okay to have the same resolution 4 years in a row.
Yeah, what's crazy is that I did everything that I wanted to do last year.
That's why.
But if you focus, I was done. All my shit, bro.
All right.
And get the rest, bro.
I'm not getting him
serious.
This guy can do everything, this guy.
Dog, it did everything last year. It's crazy.
But priest, that's a very good point on compounding. Sometimes like it's better for you to aim at like 1% increments every day, or every year. You know, than
make it a weekly thing.
Hey, make it a weekly thing.
1% increment per week. That's a 2-year goal.
Jay, you know what I mean?
Doing something.
Yeah, hey, rather than to aim for 100%, then. And then one would under that if you got, and then you just give up.
That might actually be my advice to people. Not saying Guti, I'm the kind of person people should take advice from.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, Guti, sometimes don't give yourself pressure. Some of these goals are not 1-year goals.
Yeah, that's true.
And doing as wulala one in November, so floppy, this karala. I mean, I can tell you I'm on my 3rd year with the same resolutions. I'm gonna change it because if I flopped, I try again, bro.
Okay.
Your resolutions.
My resolution. I think this year is to enjoy life more. I think last year I was too serious. I a lot of things were hindering me to enjoy life. I was always looking at the negative than the positive. So
you want to be a little loose.
Exactly. As my year started on a good note, I was like, so many good things happened. So, exactly.
What about you? What's your resolution?
I don't do resolutions anymore. I found this phenomena called vision board and this vision.
My 40th discovering vision boards in 2024.
No, I didn't discover them. I said I don't do it because I haven't done them in a very long time.
All right.
Every time I said. I don't necessarily, to me, it's not a vision board. Because what I do, I just take my sticky notes, my write stuff, put it on my bedroom.
Yeah. And so that you see it every
and
day.
And then every time, as we go through the, I'll be ticking.
Okay.
And ticking. And last year, I ticked a lot of things.
And then they achieve
a lot of things. No, the reason being is, you know what, you set up those 1%, 1%. So what I do is, I set these little small goals, leading to the bigger goal. So it's more achievable. I'm a small targets to get the bigger picture. You get it? So if you do it bigger, you get to the bigger goal.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, step by step.
You're going
so
through this life
that I did
like
last
a jigsaw.
I was picking off from last other year, and I'm gonna pick off from this year again because we all know the goal.
I mean, I was just kind of feeling into one thing since I mistake. So I'm gonna dab. I
mean, yeah.
But do you know what the Bible says? Write it down. So he can see it see through something.
Verse what? Chapter what?
It's Habakkuk.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
No, I'm saying what
it's
just about.
It's not about apostle, but it's a thing you're good
to.
When you write your vision, your mission, whatever, your vision, when you write them down, it's easier for you to look at them and be able to be accountable to it.
Yeah, which is true.
You need to write it down and be able to be accountable. That's my thinking. That's my thinking.
I know. I agree.
Yeah. And the other key advice from experience, if you say ufakama resolution, you get all your eggs in the nest. Also prioritize protecting them, because sometimes you might say, this year I want to get a job. You get a job and then you slack, you get fired. Yes. So as soon as you get your things in Lezadusfuna, make it a point or invest in protecting those things. So that next year, when you're coming up with new resolutions, it makes sense.
Right, $5. Let's go. So who was talking?
At a point. Now I'm technically starting from scratch this year. Last year around Christmas, someone from work gifted me a daily planner. It's a nice thing. Looks like it's a. Really,
you're also excited to write in it.
You know what I mean? You know. So at first, after I got the initial shock, I didn't know that I should be offended. Does it mean that you can't come to a daily plan? You know, but it was generally a thoughtful gift, and generally I was that person who, you know, now my goals are in my head, and you know, not much now. Like I'm so excited to just, you know, like fill it up. You know, and every day or every other day, I'm
take
like, okay,
note of
what did I do? You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think my 40th point on writing stuff down, it actually is
speaking
valid.
Of gifts, we had Christmas. I mean, I received presents.
No. It's a leap year, gents.
It is. It's our turn, eh?
And it's our turn. We're going to have an episode.
With which women?
And we're going to find out how
which
many
women?
Of us.
I don't know, you know what?
Let's hope so.
I was making this point last night, right? When you were group to so, labo breezy, labo my wong. And in city, you know what? One thing about women, when a woman loves you, right?
Yeah. That is true.
They will make a plan better than a nigga would make a plan.
True.
You know what I mean?
I think I would like to believe that also. So now, mostly in Zuela, I'm a chance. I mean, personally, I know I'm in good hands.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man, it is what it is. But just I cannot use myself as a benchmark for what most men
for
go
all the niggas,
other niggas,
because I know I'm gonna get some shit.
Yeah, other niggas they expect gifts from places where they didn't invest anything, you know,
or from even places where they invested, but umtoko na very
you know what I mean.
So it just reminded me of something. So there's this WhatsApp thing. This girl says morning love, MNGL. UV. The guy is like, Mamas, you're shortened, but like, why are you writing like umuntu? Like, why writing like what? Because I wanna ausebenze. Like, you're not doing anything. Like, what's wrong?
You
like,
use it all the time in the
world. What is that you're doing? That you're,
sentence.
You know,
but,
I feel give and take is the rules of my relationships. Mm. You give, you take. So if you didn't give, don't expect to receive.
But with our other gender, you can give, my man, and get nice. Actually, you can get something, which is the same something you got 2 days ago and 3 days ago. And
Maybe
Taylor
can have a pombu shaver. Maybe have a
more. you know. At the very least, guys, she must put a tattoo at Ralph's pussy, you know, something like
that. Right.
No. Alright, yeah, so and that one Ufagi five.
Whatever money you
company is very jealous.
Only man is that
money. There's a new sheriff in town.
Only man.
I want to do my keeper. I want my socks or something.
Who was negative plan?
We are not playing around.
Only man is that. Had dinner is set.
Who part one? Who was going to podcast? I ain't man. We're $10.
We're not even 15 minutes in, bro.
Good choice, man. If you're not seeing results, look on the inside. We just made money.
Yeah. We're making money now on the podcast.
You see what I'm saying? That's my judgment.
But anyway, what were you guys up to? What did you say? Someone talked to Christmas. So what was the vibe? What did people get up to?
I was in Goli, boys.
Goalyhood, how was it?
I was an e-goalie.
So I almost died in goalie.
Yeah, bro. I got 5-star treatment there at the hospital. I'm fucking into the next man who Terminator Salvation. But in fun, are you?
Oh, like you know, like in the movies when the hero is in bed and then they just rip it off. Go save the day.
But you mean obvious.
You couldn't rip it off.
But when you do pa. But in fun, why are you sick? In fun, you've got the tell me. Yeah, you are a stallion. Not yes, doctor. If only you knew. But I advanced. I got recover in a week.
Right.
And then we had a good time. I went to Thing's wedding, Niger the Soul's wedding.
Oh, nice.
You go pulling up on a fella corner, actually.
Oh, too much cognac.
Me and my chancy statement less is what I wouldn't be killing me. Have I ever found who's Kuruma is
vice?
No, I went through it. You want to pull I Nasuga from the wedding, says Pesley, that talk.
Shit.
That's how rough it was.
Serious?
Right. Yeah, overall.
Too much cognac. What are we doing?
Well, afraid to ask what led you to.
Dog. It was everything. All the right. Cognac was flowing. Yeah. At some point, I just put it on my eyes. I said, come to the bucket, like not even the bucket. Because it was a lodge that was out of town. I kitchen man up. I had to give you a dopey bath. You didn't yet. You went in good here. Turn a man bottle, the champon by 2 packets. Wow, boys!
Look what happened.
It's champon, but some say he's saying, so, hey, Porter, so,
Little.
Pinky pants. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
sounds
wild.
Like you had a good time.
What were you up to December?
December I was rocking, boy. Yo, I was rocking locally. I started rocking when? On the 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, at least someone is diluting the sausage first.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi, how are you?
What up?
Hello, hi.
Yeah, so guys, Mina, I was pretty much family time and rocking. Events were fire, dog. One that you're trying to cancel was fire. Dog. It was trending in SA.
Mina actually informing you when a pana kung rafu vuilo.
No.
Hi, bye.
Very Azula Rubella.
Azula.
Yes.
Just say happy new year to the people then.
Happy new year.
Thank you.
Got so late, I striped Kevin. I'm tuning you.
From ZITF.
Let me tune you, man. I'm watching that Jake's a rocky leather pants. What all right? As I'm in a cotton. So I'm like, no, you don't fuck that shit, bro. I'm not gonna go Kevin. And I think I'm
you said what that shit?
You want
that? Thank you. All right.
Sweet.
Yeah? Sweet. Dinner, we are up.
You know. So I'm like, no, man, this is nonsense. Now I'm going Kevin. What are you starting your manja in your see my name is born. I'm gaining it.
But it's like
you all right, Tim Dara, what 2 weeks.
Oh, this is young.
But yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay. Wow. My bras, Wena. Carry on. Now, I'm going to go to December.
Unless you're the alien himself. I know. Home planet.
The usual family time and studio time. Mm. Yeah, I know. Simple stuff. But I want to buy all this. You know, we see the level Ralph, level MJ. Mike.
Chilling with fam, bro.
You know it makes sense.
It makes sense. Why you want to loosen up now?
Wow. you need to. Wow. No. You need to hang.
No.
No.
Just play nice.
It's been a busy year. And
yeah, okay.
And I need that family time because I love it. Because
okay.
Especially my December. Now, and swing about 7, come back about 10 episodes. Plus, you know, there will be relatives from like SA, UK, what, doctor. I've realized I was born, what. But I know.
I was caught to say pity pound.
But it was fun. It was all right.
Family time is also good. No, I've done December's with family time. Really, if there's ever a time.
This story is out to hey, when I'm going to go, I thought I was a poo, my son.
Too much info. Too much
info. No, I'm a worse lawyer.
Too much info. So did Vuyo say what he was up to other than strapping?
Other than strapping.
What else did I do, man? I think it was just events, man. Like Ralph was rocking locally.
I think also checking our wonderful podcast, love like especially people who watch from overseas don't know how also immersed we are in like local events.
Yeah.
Like in England, everyone is in love with it. I'm a cheater. I'm a host of my event. I'm a MC. That's a power.
But speaking of that, I had so many memorable moments. Like I'd go to a place like Smokehouse, and bear in mind, I've never been in front of the camera at this like podcast. And you know, you'd have people walking up to like, no, if we say, you know, we recognize your voice from.
You know this voice?
And I'm sure, Ralph, that probably happened to you as well. Everywhere we went, So to all those people that we bumped into December, shout out to you guys.
Please,
man.
Can I also do a shout out?
Yeah, we do this
I met
for
someone
you.
At the airport yesterday.
Ah.
bro, airport.
Airport.
Tabiso, I even wrote his name down. Tabiso, aka Rookie. I promised him a shout out. Shout out to my boy Tabiso, aka Rookie. I'm fine.
Where's he from?
Yeah, he's from here.
But I'm assuming was he going back somewhere or?
I go down town. Who's the one to do this in jail?
All right. No.
But he's a local cat. He's a local cat. He just said he follows the podcast.
So for me, me in December was working. I was like, I did this amazing advert for one of the big Zimbabwe's big companies. I did an advert.
Sangano.
I did an advert. said to come out. So that was.
I saw you, the one you're rocking blue.
The one
you're wearing blue things.
Yes. You know the air doesn't. It doesn't come out. But you.
I saw something.
Yeah. So I did an ad. I was the main act. Got my money.
I know getting this court.
And then I'm a main act.
And then I'd go back again. I'd go back to work. There's a festival. Imagine I'm creating a festival in Swaziland. So I was working.
But couldn't we do one kaza for my 40? It did I want to
I don't drink alcohol. Christmas. I was buying presents for my nephews and nieces. That's how I was doing.
Okay.
I was buying presents for my nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
Come Christmas. Uh-huh. Christmas Eve, I spent the whole day by myself and Jenny. This lady watching movies. Right,
Look home.
I never went anywhere.
About Koti Sanga.
Fort.
Hey.
One crazy one. Keep us.
I've been working nonstop. I started school in December. Can you imagine?
Oh, nice. Congrats.
I'm a 40. That's what I've been up to.
We'll fire you, love.
You have to understand. The older I get, the more, you know. I did the what you guys are doing. I did it.
Man, shut up!
Whatever you're doing, I did it. So yeah. Anyway. Whatever you guys are doing, I did it.
Serious?
Bro, I want to function in Yukuta, Mina.
You used to drink?
No, no, other than drinking, but I want to function in Yukuta.
Oh, I was walking in.
I mean, I'm walking in very power, yes.
What?
Yes.
What the rose of who's in my melody hospital?
No.
So you're not doing the thing.
But I remember getting to a strip club at Joburg at 7 p.m., coming out the next day, 6 a.m. I don't know what happened. But December allowed me to really slow down. I needed to slow down.
I was going to get a strip club, say, goal. Now, if you tell me, you probably say, sweet.
I'm
saying,
I'm just saying, you almost went there.
I've got a story.
And I figured out,
Right, I've got a story. Speaking of strip clubs, 2023 marked, but it's the first time actually, first and last time going to private lounge.
Oh.
Yeah, well. So that's kind of, it was my friend and this this lady that we know, you know, we bumped into a Cosmo, a Pana. What?
I like that you said lady because subconsciously you're trying to give her more class.
Yeah, no, but she's a classy person.
It's fine, cool.
You know, despite her interests, you know.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
But continue.
What are some locals? And so we went there with a good time. But the funniest thing happened. Westlife, I hadn't heard in a while. Until that day. This lady gave a very good show, stripping to Westlife.
An empty street.
That's exactly how you do it.
Is that the right song?
That's exactly what happened. He didn't go me a Korea. He died. So in the moment, it didn't register because, you know, you can't really look at it.
It's tough.
You can't really stop.
I'm going to go under.
And then when you got home, man, just messed me up a bit.
No, man.
What the hell? This is not right. You know, so yeah. It was one of my many experiences of last year. Oh. Yeah, hey.
Nah, I'm a private lounge guy. I'm a man who's no longer my friend because of his life choices.
I'm leaving.
Oh, it happened in December, right?
Yeah, I'm going to what happened?
I'm
shit.
I think I'm going to go to the
house. I'm going to go to the
house. Good old Palam. Okay, maybe I'm making jokes, but I spoke to him. Yeah, he says he was just a little scuffly cassy. In the Zanamanika moment, I'm going to tell him what you are on your story. Oh, you keep your cup. What? Whoa.
Exactly.
What kind of neighborhood is this?
This wasn't even supposed to happen.
What kind of neighborhood is this, bro?
So you see, we could have lost Pegs, dog.
Yeah. We could have lost our number one
OGNs.
Our number one OGNs. On all screens.
As you imagine.
So see, we're infinite.
But more life to Pegs. Happy that you're alive. Also, more life to all of our... audiences. Yes.
This year make OGI. It a point that you turn into a member, not just a subscriber as well.
Thank you so much. We also rounded off the year. Well, I think we spoke about the drive that we did.
Yes, we did.
So
we did.
Also happy about, I think last year the podcast really did well in terms of branching out beyond just, you know.
It's going to do magnificent with us in charge. I'm just saying.
Taking it to new heights.
Yeah, but anyway, even though we're taking it to new heights, I got a something happened to me this January. You know, I would type it a check. I'm getting my money's, you know, bank account, and then
I can't come. My 43 money, okay, please, man. Go in the room, my money, okay.
And then you hear what you can't get the payment because your tax clearance expired. And you gonna have a tax clearance expire September 2024. You're like, how did my tax clearance expire? Like, no, Zimra just announced that all these tax clearance are no longer.
So maybe I should also check my text
I'm
clearance.
Like, what?
I should probably check mine too.
So, guys, let's check our text clearance.
Actually,
I have to check my retainers. Those guys owe me money, you know.
So Mthuli now has made the thing, you know, text clearance, you need it.
Yeah.
In?
Dollar.
That's not a jump.
Actually, since the opposite, is this Q5 rand? Is this in David a dollar? Because this in David is it Julie,
yeah, it's in David is it Julie.
Ways. So it's in some best Q5 rand.
Chance, the Kulumi is in doing in David. Hey, maybe listen, Zungola boy.
Ngoba, would I let you spank that? Ah, it's covering is in David.
Ah, oh, hard.
So I was saying, Mthuli. Mthuli's new measures are going ham. On everyone.
Yes, Mthuli is going like, ham, bro.
Yo.
He looks like he's calling the toolkit. I'm a driver. Toolkit, he's calling. I think he's going for Dombi.
Meat went up.
Lama ticket plane are calling.
Meat went up. Like, I don't know how bread went up. I still don't know why. Why yeah, bread went up? $1.25.
Hey.
Why buy bread is $1.25?
Exactly, because Jombile, the past, the five rand.
Bread is not supposed to go up, apparently, but it's gone up.
Mina ngabale butcher slogan is pandas pale, no one can beat our meat.
That's actually pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
No one can beat our meat.
No one can beat our meat.
But of you guys, Lina, what's your take on the new tax measures? What's your take really? Where are we going as a country?
Mthuli Texas range.
Mina, I think.
Not to be honest, now Saba will wins, man. Saba will wins.
Mina, here's maybe my little 2 cents on the issue. I think part of the problem that we're having with why taxing is gone up is because of economy. Most of it is private sector. And unemployment is 95%, which means most of us are actually doing hustles
in the informal sector.
In the informal sector, in the streets that the government cannot tax. Imagine wonka bandabana mabele lemsika. Those are people who are supposed to be in office jobs getting taxed. Mm. You understand? So because of that, they've run out of places where they can legitimately tax people. Well, I'm tax anjani umuntu ebele dog. So now the little places that can be taxed, they have to double down.
But they've gone to Andabana on this. A rent shop, whatever, they've gone after them because now you can't go to any wholesaler, right? Only like tax clearance.
The but new you, tax know, clearance. Really? You know, what's that going
to
breed?
So now, if you're getting married, you know how people used to get married and then say, Diota, come deliver this, you can't now.
But what I'm saying is, Mafot, you know what's that going to do?
Yeah.
You're just going to bump up your business every Malaysia. Yeah. Those people are just going to order an SA.
True.
And what happens to the wholesalers? They also go broke.
Let me tell you something.
They are now messing up the entire value chain.
Let me tell you, 2024 is going to be a good year for Malaysia.
Yeah.
If taxing lay continues like this, and if Tony McKenzie also succeed with what they're trying to do by making it harder for people to cross into SA, all of that just translates to better business for Malaysia. Yeah. Because once you cheese a porter, Malaysia about double price. Yeah. Man, who want to you coaches go Malaysia this year?
Because Delta. For it to sell their alcohol and to sell their soft drinks, for it to get faster to their clients, they were using these trucks that didn't have tax clearance, right?
And baby outsourcer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing in Ingwe, but it's in.
Yeah, but now it's tricky if the person doesn't have a tax clearance, it's not registered and stuff. And so already now when as an individual, you can only buy $20 worth
of
stuff from Delta. $20 worth.
So our second good.
If you're a new person, you can only spend. You have to prove actually. Uguti, if bought before at Delta. If you can't prove it, you can only be allowed $1,000 worth of stuff at Delta. So sales at Delta are gonna go down, right? Already there's sugar tax on top of it. Delta, me I know the game plan. I think I think they just wanna frustrate Delta.
Uguti.
Delta sales, they buy it.
I was also shocked last year to find out who think we sell my tracks every outsource. So I just know the role you can just
But now you're going to take clearance and register. You can't.
Okay, but I didn't know that because now that's a new thing.
There's a lot of things you can't do now as long as it takes clearance.
Well,
in business now.
Our podcast is just taking a sad note.
It's crazy because in August, when we're talking about such things, people were coming through about freedom of association. Wee. You see, now your freedom has got us into this quagmire.
Fana. Into this giggity giggity.
But that's what's there for us Zimbabweans. That's what's there.
All right, on that,
my 2 cents on it, right? But it all goes back to this a crumbling system.
It is.
That it's like Utunga. I'm trying to find in Ibaleding as own lamp. It's like stitching.
Umpumela.
Yes, stitching an anus and to prevent diarrhea. You know. It's basically.
But it's building up.
It's building up.
Yes, it is a Puma front load.
Yeah.
Either way.
Because look at it this way, right? In any normal society, the reason why you tax people is so that state infrastructure runs well.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Hospitals are built, roads
it are
built.
Because we run our businesses on the road.
But when those funds, because they're always there in the budget every year, but they are diverted somehow. You know, for lack of a better term, we don't want to be accusing people of stealing money or whatever. But the funds are diverted.
Somehow,
right?
The funds don't end up
they
doing
don't get
what
to where they are. Yeah. And so they get to a point where, hi, my dude, emancipated, but the roads still need to be built. And in a situation like this, where our Minister of Finance doesn't really have the liberty to say, no, guys, stop diverting funds. The best thing that you can do is tax people more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you can't tax people anymore, bro. Mm. Like that's how it is. It's like the life cycle of e-commerce. I saw this very funny thing that Andrew Tate. So Andrew Tate was talking about how he advocates for paper money. And not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
digital
money. Right now, someone can have us the eco cash. Ralph, I send you 10 bucks. You send Tumelo money. You send my 40. My 40 gets money from Tumelo. Like that. Like, until all of us, and that money, if he develops you, man, is if you my own.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to him, it's not 10 bucks anymore. In fact, you might find that he paid you money. Because
he bank every tata. 40 cents.
So at no point has the 10 bucks been used by us.
Very like that. I think like 25 people later have paid you
money.
But a paper.
Yeah.
A paper in there.
So it's like even taxing, right? Like fine, tax. And but until you get to the root cause of this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're going to get to a point where you can't tax people anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They justified it by saying there's no foreign direct investment.
I feel like we don't even listen to them anymore.
When are you guys saying mega deals at some point? So where
yeah,
the money
guys
at?
Were saying that. Okay, mega deals? Like, you know.
Anyway, enough of it. Depressing. Nice. Onto more juicy things. Kate Williams.
I know I'm coming.
I mean, that's not how you Kate Williams. Sean Puffy Combs. You got everyone. Yes, this was it was a hot season for black celebrities.
Sarajevo
incident.
Yeah.
Can I go back to the one in the mix to dilute?
Because no, you know the thing is, and I think I mentioned this earlier on last year. I think there's a targeted attack on successful black men.
Even me, dog. You know me. I'm the most.
Yeah,
I'm the most pro-black.
In all of this that we're talking about right now, there is no story that is worse than Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, dog.
But no one is talking now. Dr. Lapa, Jeffrey, and there's even a list of names, bro.
What the foot is the problem becomes? Especially when it's one of our own.
Exactly.
And
they're banking on it.
Jesus, Epstein's. I was his doggy, bro.
But Epstein also ties. A lot of black people are tied to him also.
No, not a lot. No, I wouldn't say a lot.
You know why? You know Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker was in the Kenya. He said, AIDS benefits Africa. We're here.
Oprah.
Bill
Cosby, but I wouldn't say a lot.
Oprah, I'm sure.
Gentlemen.
Oprah.
Shut the fuck up. Let me be honest with you guys.
My show, my rules. Let's continue.
All right, to keep people context, I'll give context on Jeffrey Epstein. For those of you who don't know, Jeffrey Epstein is like a, for lack of a better description, a Jewish billionaire from Palm Beach. Palm Beach.
Florida, yeah.
He's one of these guys who've been rich from the 90s, and turns out he had
an island
and a child sex trafficking ring. Ghislaine Maxwell. Yes. So this guy is pretty much R. Kelly, white people's R. Kelly without the Grammy Award winning hit. He targeted underage children, and even at a system, it looks like the system, like rich and powerful white people, if you wanted to have fun with kids, 13, 14-year-old girls, you go to his island, he would have girls for you, and you would know Utanda. And I think it code words, because I saw pizza has been trending. Apparently, pizza is code word for some kind of stuff, pineapple product. So, like, I think in his diary, it written, Bill Clinton, my wheel up Utanda.
Pizza.
Yeah, bro.
Uber. I don't get a little pizza.
You know? So, apparently, now, also what happened with him is when he got caught and he was arrested. I think one of his statements was, are you guys sure you're arresting me? You know? He kind of said it in no uncertain terms. Me, I will cheese at this whole place.
Yeah.
And then he didn't last a month in prison.
Yeah.
He committed suicide.
Maximum. He hung himself in a cell.
And the camera wasn't working.
I saw a picture
of his post-mortem, which looked like from afar, and some guys were kind of breaking it down, saying it didn't look like him. They were saying,
"Yeah, I saw that."
He looked different in his shape, but some people were saying the body also goes through weird processes after it's been dead, so it could be him. Now people are saying maybe he did get killed because he had information to spill, or they faked.
That is highly likely.
Dog, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. There's mad people in his list. Wall Street people. Big politicians that he used to cater for.
And you know what's funny? Remember, he didn't even have the qualifications whatever Wall Street.
Did you see
your good documentary?
Really?
Yeah, he dropped out. He dropped out, I think, in big first year or something. He didn't even have the degree.
But all these guys
but
are like
that, tricked
dog.
His way through, dog. What's what he's
doing? There's a theory out there.
And he was even stealing money from who? Was he stealing money from Warren Buffett or someone? There's someone big who he was stealing money from for a long time, bro.
Crooks, dog.
Yeah.
But the theory and dog.
There's a theory, like when you do a deep dive on the internet, like to do with the story. There's another angle that people come with. All these guys have got one thing in common. They're all Jewish, right? And the Jewish have got this intelligence organization called the Mossad.
Okay.
Right. So Utiwa Kona Kona, Maxwell and Jeffrey could have been Mossad agents. And this island was set up by the Israeli government as a blackmail
kind of thing. Get people in order to, okay,
exactly. Like, that's why they all targeted powerful people in whatever circle that these people in. Even Stephen Hawking was there, bro.
Dog.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, my first question was like, how?
Stephen Hawking,
bro.
How? Yeah, boy. That guy didn't work from the jaw down.
Nah, but you know, like, why not? And there's a picture of him there.
I want me some bombs, please.
Yeah, no, you know, that's
apparently, what's his name? Stephen Hawking. Yeah. Apparently, his fetish was he used to like seeing midgets working difficult
math formula
in a chalkboard that was too high for them to
wearing very short clothes.
Yeah, apparently, that was his. Long division, when.
That's one theory. And at this point, man, this story has just gotten so deep and dark. Anything could be true, you know.
Epstein Epstein's story is so crazy. This girl on the docu was saying they called her and said, you want to fly for a benefiting thing. And then she said when she walked on the plane, Gordon Epstein or Bill Clinton or Chris Tucker. And she was like, bro, I never saw often a combination of powerful people.
Like that, yeah.
Like he used to. Like he would get like really powerful people in the room, dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was too easy for him.
Mina, but I'm going to say...
But anyway,
I almost made an example.
We've made the context now, so we're now going to Diddy. So recently, things similar to...
Yeah.
To Epstein came up.
But Puffy Combs, we've known for a while, which is an outlandish man. I think one of his chefs...
Our brother Love.
One of his chefs a while ago took him to court because he used to order, was it shrimp? During intercourse. It deliver munch. Uti several times to deliver food mid intercourse.
And my question then, because I'm a very curious person, and intercourse le abakhuluma ngayo, is it normal intercourse or is it like Diddy Combs intercourse?
I think it's Diddy Combs because ulambanjan during.
Yeah.
Utopifono ode. Uqhubeke.
He's a power bottle.
Swallow.
What you know? Oh, nah, I didn't sign up for this.
Do you guys think TD was there?
I think he was there.
I think he was there. Because has he denied being there?
A lot of people were there.
TD
Jakes is not a lot of people, bro.
And yeah. A lot of people.
He is the one person that you would never think would be there.
You would sometimes, yeah. But I'm not in theory, guys. Hear me out. Abantu, popular, but it's powerful, my celebs. They like that thing, you know, which we associate like, but they don't sometimes really know each other like that.
Yeah.
You know that industry love, you know?
I know.
Look, I know what he, okay, long, okay, breezy. But you're not even his friend, but Lina, go meet you. I'm portraying and like you're cool like that.
Okay, see, that one I understand.
Theory, I mean, like, which,
that's
some of those weird things that happen. I think I was love.
This specific one, I will say, Mina, I think that's what happened with Chris Tucker to Jeffrey Epstein. Like, who Tucker had no idea.
But Tucker was Michael Jackson's best friend.
So to explain further and for Abantu who still don't understand, then it's like, let's say, for instance, and I see fucking local, okay, prison has industry friends and he hosts a party most likely almost every year. And invites these famous people from Gobulawayo, like, or I'm not gonna name them, any famous person that you know from Gobulawayo.
Go to ASF.
All right, invite to ASF, invite to Mendy Mayno, Night Freak, or what, and but it's just a list party and con. And then people will see, okay, I saw all Night Freak, like, those ones, but you know, Google, Pazka K Prison. And then controversial stories ska K Princess Pumas, and then people start linking say, ah, so that means very on Netflix like Pagat, Ustos and then so Osman's and Pagat. So in this case, and now we're putting it into PT and with teammate before OTT checks, because you was PT do host my parties and where you see OTT checks, we call.
Why is he a thing? I don't
know. Yeah,
you are a man of God, bro.
No, the thing
is. Sponsor is Serok.
Bad boy, Inc. No.
The thing is, what I've noticed that in America, when they are. When like, for instance, until checks when Christianity, and so one of the line of Christianity is like, getting diluted. And it's a come as you are. They are industry people. And. Utili Chekso never move, despite him being a pastor. And
Utili Chekso...
He produces movies.
And he has...
What kind?
Seven Deadly Sins. Especially if you look for Seven Deadly Sins.
Utili Chekso has worked with Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
So even PT has produced even a Christian movie before. I remember I watched a Christian movie by the co-producer PT. Even though Mel Gibson, he was the person of Christ. What is Mel Gibson? Muntu Ambe Church is
even. Ali racist, very serious.
Exactly. In American or in that side of the world, and the industry is broad. I like to just because you're a Christian, you are a politician, I would gladly like.
Won't get
invited.
Now, what to clarify on the TD Jakes thing, right? I don't think he was attending the Didi parties. He was why host from time to time, but because Didi is a member of his congregation. Yeah, well, ufana ukuthi mina ngingumfundisi kathesi uja praise ungena church ya man ngithi ah praise fika phela ngkhaya for lunch or something like that, right? And that is when people, you know, can even workers within my house that see ukuthi andi fine ungena uDidi lapha ungena uTD Jakes and then five little boys also follow.
I have a question.
What's going on over there?
From all what you say.
So that's it wasn't parties. It wouldn't make sense for a man of the cloth to be going to Didi parties like Jamie Foxx and everyone
else.
You
know, like the party parties.
You know what I mean? You know, party.
But from what all you guys are saying here, you're trying to put out a... You're trying to come out and say, Oguti, you're trying to find ways or trying to make it look as if...
No.
Maybe you're calling it reason, but you're trying to absolve him of not being part of
not
it.
Not even
no,
that.
No, we can't.
It's critical thinking, bro.
Yeah.
We can't just ride with the wave here, which is wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm
we
just asking. I'm just
explore
asking.
All sides and see.
Well, we're actually saying he did that. But we're
but
saying
maybe
he made,
not in the way people
exactly,
are thinking.
Not in the way people are thinking.
Oh, you won't get it. Keep it, keep it.
So someone
does somebody want to swallow?
Someone said, Denzel Washington said this, you attend Hollywood parties, but you make sure you leave before the devil arrives.
Was it women who took TT checks?
No.
The TT checks, we had a cocaine.
Apparently, so this is a person who was having this conversation, they were telling me, no,
Denzel.
What do Denzel say? No, I'm saying this guy said, you saw a video of Denzel saying, you know, you attend Hollywood parties, but you leave before the devil gets here. And apparently he was referring to PD.
Where exhibit?
And I think some funny things are also happening at that Mike Cuban item, that all white item.
It's possible, yes.
Because those people party all night.
Yeah. Like
a Bali Pugulia and a tongue, daddy's little girl, Airpoma has cut his R. Kelly thing. One of like R. Kelly's main side pieces, like this girl who lasted the most. I'll send it to you guys. Like one of his more permanent, you know, side pieces. Yeah. So she said she was with him for a long time. And even at the start of the book, bro, you can tell this girl has like some psychological issues because the book starts with an apology to him and says, bro, I don't know if you're going to read this. I've just seen a lot of things are coming out and I never want you to think I take you for granted or anything. You know I always love you. And it's so bad to a point that when I hear people attack you, I actually defend you. Because, you know, he had this relationship with him, he's dark, but he bond he's strong. Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome kind of vibe.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. This was some weird Stockholm Syndrome.
Robin's not just stalker. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome. Yes. Mm-hmm. So this girl then says, bro, I just want to put the story out there and hopefully I can paint it in a way where people can also understand the genius in you and also the little boy who's traumatized in you. Yeah. So she talks about how she was obsessed with him. She even when she was a teenager, she had posters of him on the wall and then she finally got a chance to meet him and then they started, you know, and she was like his girl for a bit and she really goes dark into these stories, bro.
I actually want to read this book, yeah.
It's like a 3-hour read because like 90 pages. No, I read it in one afternoon. But I had to drink painkillers afterwards because like half the book, umhlatha uthe. Let me tell you. Uqanze siwaziyo Jake is not uqanze wenzakala eHollywood ngale. Go read this book, bro. Ngale benza omnye uqanze ndo.
Kama Sutra.
Not only that, dog.
Those Dubai things.
Like bacha ma. Banatha amaphilisi la ma drugs or because this girl would talk about, bro, when we'd leave the show, me and Avila had been in charge of getting the term for it. Okay, daddy sends that thing. She'll round up 3 or 4 girls for him. So we hamba we won't get in and then so we super and Uti Chegi Sas Chaya so for like for 3-4 hours. This girl says at some point she would pass out. Like from all the drugs and alcohol and sex, pass out, dog. I'm gonna pass out for 2 hours. Eating papa mentor. Seven shifty. Omnia, I was no kid. Omnia got to say no kid. So I'm like 2 hours. Dog, like she was talking about like 6 hour sessions. I was like, So
not for little girls though. So just put that out
you
there.
Know, I don't think that book maybe mentions underage girls, but maybe it does. But what she does bring out is that side of
it. It's the cult element of
yeah, yeah. There's a little, because she also talks about he used to collect ipiyabo or something. He had a voodoo priestess. They were all forced. Amankazana would pee in jars and then you take it to that woman. What
I don't know, maybe Gulo urine
No, it's Robert. His name is Robert.
Oh, urine kid.
But Mina Nkazana had Cat Williams.
Even with what Cat Williams is saying, I think this shows us one thing, and we've all had, because we don't have access to the side of life. We've all had, even as children, we crack jokes. You know, rich people are into weird shit. Like when it comes to
let's go.
When it comes to their sexual taste. Tastes and proclivities. These guys,
I think they've stretched that muscle so hard to do crazy things.
And let me even say, hey, James, I'm going to send them. Am I still going to be into what I am used to right now? I'm like $3. I'm like,
I don't look at things that I don't want. When I look at it, I can have it. Something like that. What does our DD be feeling? Ukuthi when he looks and he knows he can have it and he can take it. It can be important.
Puff is gonna call. Just don't go.
Yeah, he said he was offered 50 million four times.
He
had to protect his virgin.
Did you guys think of that whole Kate Williams thing? We don't wanna dive into deep into it.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, generally, NG.
I mean, here is the pivot that always becomes a difficult situation with these things. If this kind of information and truth usually comes from an artist who's not at his peak, it's very easy for people to wash it under looking for relevance. You know?
Exactly.
If someone who is in their prime, who's right now, like if Trevor Noah came out and said those things.
Exactly. That's why I respect people like maybe Ricky Rick. At the peak of
when he was at his peak. Deal. Yeah.
So the Mnigi Metro rapper is like, nah, bro.
This is bored.
Yeah.
I'll just take it because I'm contractually obligated, but this has no value.
This whole system is a mess. Yeah.
But I'm going to go to the K-Priest and get an award.
Get
that. So here's the problem that happens with what Cat Williams said. It might actually be true and you might be onto a very...
Most of it were true actually because the receipts.
The receipts are there, but it just sucks that it's coming from someone whose career is...
His career is this, and yet he's shooting... He's next week, in May, he's shooting another special.
Yeah, film. A very special film.
With eight figures.
Netflix specials, my guys.
That's what Kate Williams refused.
My thing is, and where I'm sort of opposing you guys, I don't think that he was looking for relevance, right?
He wasn't.
That was one.
Yes, I've been
The bigger point is that fine, he's not at his peak. The man is old, bruh. He's been at this thing. In fact, this guy has pushed in comedy farther than other people that have rebranded themselves within the industry.
True.
Where are they now? Steve Harvey is into talk shows.
Something else.
Cedric the Entertainer. We don't know what he's doing now.
He's doing the neighborhood.
Or Faison. Faison. Just Mr. Faison,
go down.
You know what I mean?
Faison live. What?
You know what I mean? So my point is, he didn't need that. In fact, that interview is the best thing to happen to Shannon Sharp. The one way that I could say, fine, why think relevance is if his numbers were not that good. The other thing, the flip side that he came at, prominent people. Like, he left no stone unturned.
Yeah, he left
none. Now, in all of this, fine, people may argue and say, no, he's on drugs. And then, he defends himself. Like, I've never taken a drug in my life. We don't know that. I'm like, my nigga, please.
That man was sweating on stage. Pimp Chronicles 1, Pimp Chronicles 2.
He's always sweating on stage.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, fine. And his character aside, did he lie?
It turns out he didn't.
Did he lie?
You didn't.
And that's the trick. That's where we as black people fall.
But I think a lot of people actually said, hey man, all of that aside, he actually is.
Was he lying?
Because by exposure,
to even prove. Usually,
they even talked about the Illuminati.
Man, to even prove what Uchomlo and Yashi didn't lie. Usually, when someone comes out like this, and like you said, when someone comes and starts like saying, who commit crimes, and people usually just brush it off, put it under the bridge. And did you see what every day, almost major people that he mentioned, they responded, except for maybe one or two. But every day, you see someone posting something saying, response to Cat Williams. So, obvious, and there are those things that people are afraid to say. And then when someone says, people want to say, outlier is looking for relevancy, but yeah, we commit
crimes. But this is the problem where you give people an angle to say, dog, it seems like you are now on the back nine of your career. So,
didn't he say that the only reason why he actually came to Shannon is because I want to be where Shannon and lie. He had to come and correct the lie.
I mean, but I'm a big cat.
Engabe why qinisile to some sense indaba leyana address leya. Dave Chappelle spoke about that.
Oh yeah, but that one is true.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle turned down a lot of money in indaba address. So la ngawe la isho njalo.
And he spoke about that guy wanted to, you know, suck his menu.
Who?
Weinstein.
Harvey?
Yeah.
Wait, for real? I don't have you on swinging.
But, do you know,
the thing is, that thing was long, man. I won't lie, I didn't finish it.
I
forgot which special way he said, in Hollywood, people who just cooking in front of you. And I'm like, did you know that I can see you?
What is...
So he's been... I think, Mina, he came and said his truth and he's at peace.
But he also, I think he also spoke about P. Diddy parties a long time ago.
Yeah, he said,
Pimp Chronicles 2 or something, where he said he was just walking into a room and then there was a bunch of people standing. There was two gay men doing it in the middle and then he just thought,
yeah. now, to address your point and on him being, on the back foot of his career, if everything that he said about him and the industry is true, I would respect him even more because it means that this guy has done his level best to come up independently or as close to independent as he can possibly be.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So even then, I'm like, hi, fine, bonke laba, they're more prominent than you. But like you said, the industry people, they wash each other's backs. Mm. You know what I mean? You didn't have that support system. Mm. And, bruh, top specials is good
That's
enough.
That's a lot.
I mean, sure, they were taking
home up for the You went after Ricky Smiley, and you're like, in my contract I put, if I'm going to be in a movie with Ricky Smiley, he has to wear a dress.
Yeah.
Like, how petty can
and
you
they,
be?
And they proved that whatever you're saying about Ricky Smiley was true.
Yeah. So, but then the problem with, in general, these days, not just in America, here, if someone right now says the truth, he's a hater. Mm. The truth is now branded.
It's hate, or
clout, or looking for relevance.
That's true.
It's unfortunate.
Hollywood is it's a big bad machine over there, dog. Occasionally, we do get these outliers that come out and try to fight the machine. And there's a reason they always come every 2 or 3 years because what they're saying is true. It's a horrible machine over there. If you know, like, people who actually have good careers have kind of said it. Like, to be honest, in Hollywood, the artists are not the ones with the money. It's the men you don't know that have all the money. And to have money in Hollywood, you have to own a piece of someone's business. And they all own pieces of our business or that. And then that's all he ever said. But I know there was a long story to that.
Yes.
So
this is determined by people who don't even listen or don't even care about it.
I know, not that one. Did he say that other? Yeah, but it was one of those things.
And then we come closer to home. TB Joshua.
Tuberculosis Jeffrey Mandela.
But
Uchupa Uchupa singati, Epstein, BMW X6, Uchupa, and my boy Benz, then GLE. Like, it's pretty much like
same
thing.
Different brand.
Different brand.
Uchupa, what is
it? Worse is two things. I ain't TV Joshua.
Yeah. Uchupa was crazy, bro. Uchupa was crazy.
So if I made one made it worse was two things. One is an African man.
No way that
and two is
amazing,
a man
bro.
Of God.
So both of those things should have kept him at bay.
So I watched the thing. So the thing is the brew. Umfundisi. The first thing never red flag him. You can't get friends. You compound the akela. Wong ani church. You go to wong kela basalon ba akela. Man disciple.
So we community.
Disciple. So we come wong kisa basala wanda. One basala wanda. And the other thing, try knowing a shali mulek. The brew was staying upper room. And then mulek he shala down. And then upper room yake. He was the only one who was getting in there with little boys, bro.
Now bear in mind that all of this is happening in Nigerian accents. That's what makes it even funnier. whatever dialogue you're imagining in your head is happening in a Nigerian accent.
With the two boys.
You can come here now.
So, you know.
You come here. And the music only gets louder.
The funniest thing is why.
Did you give him my gum shots? Yeah.
The boys were like his aides. Still remember when I went in a toilet. I at least say, I broke it like a la. So in a toilet, I got a and then the boys, we at least had the rest of the pants to his ankles. In a sal, I think they would also wipe his ass or something. Like they're taking care of him.
I win a man.
Dog. Like they're doing all these funny things. And to her, he would say his wife is a temptation. So you can actually lie. But then you'd ask then say chai five aside. Like he was doing like the weirdest things, bro. Like in the analysis. And then to her, he said one time to his other disciple, like right hand maniac. A city where one would be about to love
7-11.
I want to love 7-11. What can I make here? That guy's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I want to revenge for what they did. Transistors. Then he started sexually assaulting you. All guys, something I want to cut the 50 minutes only one, so 50 by 3.
Is it on YouTube?
Hours. Yeah, it's on you, it's on the tube.
I think this is
like 3 hours, bro.
But okay, fine. Hey, BBC covered it, BBC, right? But why didn't they cover Indaga Prince Andrew, Amantona, or whatever? Like why would they cover
obvious it's the BBC.
Nah, that thing is there on Netflix, guys. I'm a clever Blake, so I sit here and I want to document Epstein. I'm like, nigga, what do you mean, bro?
Hey,
what is
young? Oh, Ayatollah. That's what Ayatollah. What
Alpha
is. There is no documentary on Alpha.
So, Alpha.
But I will say, that sounds crazy, bro.
It really. No matter your character assassination, but in the land, it's crazy, bro. Hey.
Now, the thing in my head, right? Now, Ralph is sitting on I'm picturing you. Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry. Oh, Nigerian.
Oh, man.
It's business.
Is it okay now?
All right. Wonke look at my allegations aside. Any end of the Cheng said he wasn't like a true man of God. Like he was a horrible person. One of his structures, Lana collapsed. The way he hanged that item, bro, was really bad, bro. Why Sendela, ama families, abantu abafelwe, ama emails, ayile toning and threatening. Uti don't address the media and ever offer some payouts. Like the emails, the people were reaching the actual emails. And they were being taken out of Irabuliana, Ebusu, a mini, they were just.
So that is hush hush.
Exactly. I mean, we record about Limili, and then like, ah, now, we now, we some colleagues of a shop. Then I feel it's like keep it busuk. Like he was a horrible person. Yeah, he was a horrible person. Damn, oh, we know, of course, not I maybe we debate it, we rape land and
just. But it's also sounding
fun.
Like.
But the other thing. I mean,
there's no smoke without fire.
Exactly. And Gula my clips footy a we are to rich, you're now you're not raped, you're a temptation, you're a demon. Like, it's not even made up. It's a tomb to rich way, we are the tempter, offender. Like, things like that. So, in one day, I remember that echo sound. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, sorry, guys, I'm going to get a podcast later.
Venom, but that guy. But I'm with TD or TB.
So, in those colonial abana. I don't want to preempt it too much, but
hey, Mina, bro, you know, Mina, once again, you guys know I'm the most pro black of blacks,
exactly.
So,
yeah.
I don't like when they go against you know the few black powerful people we have,
hey, yeah.
But also, my boys are not doing well when they get in positions of power, exactly. They know we are on the back foot. We're trying to do a comeback as a race, and then they get there and they start swinging their wheelie around,
become reckless, yeah.
I don't know, hey, I would have to be famous anyway. He's have a powerful landing in the morning. Boys.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They
could be a target against powerful black men, but Lani powerful
they also
black men,
did those things.
Now, so Tole, power young corner, Yenza, are you responsible enough for powers? Yeah. Because you're going to get exposed and you're going
to
play.
You know
victim.
Me, I'm always looking for a way to blame white people.
There's
a way to blame this on white people. And that's always me. But on this one, I'm dry, boys. I'll try next week.
So, this one, I'm dry.
Okay,
but go pick a picture. Just be careful of this miracle picture, guys. Yeah. Oh, any into football, explain a lot. I'm a scam. I'm going to email. I'm going to go front row.
Next week.
So, like, it's really crazy, bro.
It's business.
In the other sad thing, food, there are people who lost their lives, bro.
Yeah.
If I get this utata medication, like I'm a pill, Lama ARV. So you can see those weird stories aside. Yeah, now as a person into his and savant
the money and the power, boys.
Yeah.
Tina, this is why we're not trying to be too successful as a podcast. If you notice, we're keeping the thing low.
We're keeping it here.
And it's okay. It works like this.
Okay. Let's move.
Just wrap that one up. Yeah.
Let's wrap. Who
said we're wrapping it up? Hey, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, let's wrap that one up. Now we're funu kule nyesi esis kime over yo nala. Hey, yoguti umu Ralph ute. Yeah, the show lele lese vuk cancel. I was lit. What up, my dog? What up, manjani guys?
Ah, the show was lit, bro. It was trending in SA.
People showed up.
M and S. M and S was fun, though.
Yeah.
Kuluma,
but it was fun, bro.
Nah, it was okay, man.
You went up an octave.
It was okay. What was wrong?
That's just cool.
Nah, the show was fun.
It's because the project.
My
concerns, and unfortunately, you know, some of the organizing team. Then came at me for this concern that I had.
Okay.
But it's going to sound like hate, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Go.
Because I didn't hide it. The show was incredible. I had so much fun. Indeed. To the extent that I was like, I remember the following day tweeting, but guys, past the 99 to Milabe Kure.
And he didn't show up,
and we didn't even notice that, right? So all in all, it was a good experience.
And testament to that, we can have good times locally.
It's
true.
You know, we don't have to, you know, to bait people with the promise of an international artist coming, right? Then the second thing was for me, there's this boy Umay, Slogumbona, like in our usual drinking spots.
Ubani?
This guy called Mai. I think his name is Mai Wong. He was my junior in high school. Nah, not you. No, I.
Okay, not this. Oh, wow.
So anyway, this guy, I don't know that it was scripted, but he kind of took over as host of the show. He's a very, he's an incredible hype man. You know, Ogunye, because he's a youngster, right?
Yeah,
you know, we find some but the boys got it. You know, you only expect that we see once every 5-10 years and
the Cape Breezy of sorts.
You know, exactly. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, this guy is if he does it properly and you guys put him on, 2024 could be his year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good.
On the flip side, the actual host of the show.
Did you mention the name?
I did mention the name.
Oh, okay.
Well, not right now. I haven't mentioned
the name. Yeah, but I'm saying in your thesis yes, online.
Did. Yeah, I did. Actual host
was,
of the show.
Was supposed to host actually?
So
you know what it's like to be part of more.
So I was like the actual host of the show, in as much as she's a very strong
personality.
For TV, radio, corporate events, this was not the event for her. Yeah, bro. Why chuna? I want us boagile. I tweak it, tweak it, tweak it. You know? So for 2Ks, and oh, I'm a school leaver, I'm a jala, I'm a event, so I'm a feel like a camp up and be like, I'm a dabala. But Tina, we've been attending this shit for a minute, bro. You know what
but
I mean?
But I think she did a great job at Garden of House. There's a Garden of House where...
No. Under the sun.
That was Under the Sun.
She started a Garden of... Yeah, niggas ain't been to Garden of House.
Hey, man.
There was a Garden of House in Southern Cross where she actually started. I think it was probably her first gig as an MC, like a Kruvenga scene and a Lewa Kamba. There, she did pretty well.
Right, so
Under the Sun was here and there. Yeah. And then there at Manchia, I think that's where...
Yeah. So now. I'm actually saying that it is beyond a bad day. If you realize that, unless if you're telling me that, yeah, now within her, there's a talent for this niche that I can't see, you know, that could also be an option. And but I mean, you know what? What I would advise if I was a manager or a career coach is don't taint the image that you have. You've got a nice, clean brand that you have built for yourself. You know, you're talented, whatever you do.
Who is this person?
MC Dwayne.
I'm going to go to the MC. Why perform for no one?
Oh, when? No.
Who's that?
Those are afternoon slots.
The afternoon slots, yes. In my mind, I'm like, why? Why they have a faggy when there are people?
Ah, but that happens.
That's a disservice.
I understand.
That's a disservice.
I understand what you mean.
As an artist, bro. As an artist.
And you know what?
As an artist, it's
I think
disservice.
They also knew, Uguti, that was actually a disservice because there was a band. What's the band?
Travelers. Yeah.
Those guys
performed Baba and came back.
And they came back and I'm at 8. So I'm like, so you guys actually.
I've seen those things. Here's what happens, bro. Your event is going to start from 11 to 10. So these events, they start 12 midday. You're going to have some empty slots. And that one, because traffic starts at 4, 5, in Damba, 5, 6. And then it's like you have an artist for every hour. That's just one of those things.
Yes.
Now for context, nice because
how? Then curate it nicely.
As an artist, just try and wake up loud.
Yeah, because
wake
up.
Ukwele gula to go to lauza.
Yeah, because lapa says city. Says city as long as you say empty, I'm not going to carry USB.
Awins. People pay.
Some people. You know, I've been to an event where Unijeti Soul just played an afternoon set for nothing. He was just like, so akusela muntu. Wa teacher. For like an hour. I mean, if it were empty, or could pants. And then he still came back later for that prime time slot. Unijeti Soul. You know what I'm saying?
For a performing artist, an empty space.
Yeah.
All right. Now, my 40 minute question.
As a curator, I'm a stall. It's fine.
From the Ivan artist, you as a curator, Mina, as at the festival, bro, at the festival, when I run the festival, right? I'll make sure. And as I put now, we're always on time, so people are always late. I will make sure no egg to get on stage when there are no people.
Regardless.
Because as a performer, you need an audience.
Now, Mavoti, here's the other thing, right? Rouse has corner. In front of the stage, there was no one, but doesn't mean that the entire place was
No, there was a camera.
Let me finish.
No, I'm saying there was a camera.
Let me finish. Yeah. Mansion Sip is a well curated event.
Yeah.
Can't take that away from them.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, we can zoko kudla. People mansion the sip. And then Tambama, so you know, that's true. When you get, you
that's
know,
how it is,
people
yeah.
rock.
It's changed, yeah.
So now, unfortunately, with the way that setup was, the food stalls were at the back.
People were still over there.
People, baby, and no one wants to take food and walk 100 meters to where they're going to sit. When I was walking, it was like, too good. I'm dead. I was going to go to my head.
Shout out to my Grizzle, made me cool.
Yeah.
Those bros put us onto nice food. They
So my point is, at that particular time, people are just gonna
spread out.
They don't want to see an artist on stage. But remember, it's a festival again. There's always gonna be people. Even people like me. Trust me, if I go to an event and try and exploit this, Gule artist. And if I would let USB, I will have a problem with it. Even though I know that what I'm doing is unreasonable. Now, the flip side about it, the beautiful part about it, for artists like Indigo Saint and Prince, we had never gotten a platform like that before, you know, like that.
Exposure. Is
not even exposure. Those guys are exposed enough, man. Those guys have been singing for a minute.
They
can now say, Coca-Cola, you know what, we've actually worked together before. Remember that big event that I was there that you sponsored? Really? I was there. Coca-Cola is not remembering the afternoon. They're remembering prime time. Mm. They're like, so one of the artists at an event that was this big wants to work with us again. Let's even say now. Yeah, one. The trick to it is finding the silver lining in all of these things.
I think the Labantu it was the same movie mission. Now to a festival, it's 11. Jay, Travis Scott, you have a Coachella, one funny King Mumtin Tila, Papa, to be a skip and not about to be clear.
Now, my 40s are just
I perform actually, I'm Ricky Rick. I perform my 2 minutes, Ilan cheese and not a coalition of Kulawan.
So,
Lani, come on, my show,
So, now my 40s suggestion was that, you know what, fine, I will have to. Let's just skip in. Abant, you know, who's a performance school abant. Now, as an event organizer, where that messes things up is stage management automatically becomes really, really messed up.
So stay calm in 3 hours now.
You know what I mean? So that, Labana, Ababu Ile, and Osuba Kumulile, either will want to perform or they'll want their payment. Mm. One of the two, definitely. You know what I mean? Which is that, and you're like, all right, fine. Nyesdodlesi, I crowd Diamizifuna, like a prime time act. But you're like, no, Usbizilem, that I still need to pay. So it's like, my chief.
But that's when I said, maybe that was in Kuruma because I've been sitting in front of a board and a desk learning this. When you have a festival, when you have an event like that, and you're curating it. It's such a manner. I know when I create an event, if I want 3 acts, I don't care. If I want 3 acts, I'm gonna put 3 acts there. That's it. If you're gonna listen, pastor didn't pitch up, but did the event stop?
Mm.
It went on. The local guys who were there managed to what?
to make it. To
meaning,
make it
Uguti, kahle kahle, at some point in their planning, Bapa Manisa to even think of Basta because they didn't even trust their own DJs. Right. They didn't even trust the brand. They didn't even trust their own brand to pull such a number.
Is it? I don't know.
That's that's if that's what I'm just saying.
Right. I don't know.
In this case, this is the point, Chakan. Yeah. But like in an event, like when it's a festival, and the general rule, especially for our events now, is speaker man is card. And whether the people are there or they're not there,
or
if
they're spread
the event
out.
If the event starts at 2 and sit guys at the event, and whether when they are the artist was supposed to perform at 2 is supposed to be there too. And because, like you are saying, with their structure. And they cannot cater to Uprizu, Uting about 2 hours of case instead of being there. Ogunye, you can't blame the event organizers to say to how come they're putting my artists to perform at an empty. Jay, people come at the events at their own time. There are those that decide to come early because they want to have the whole experience. So that's what those artists are there for. In this case, yes, we're tricking our Gobulawa and Tina Chenra, and what is like coming in.
We treat shows like Bowers and Festival.
Prime time.
We go late.
Because
it means I'm looking clean engine. Look, I just put my smart about you almost and when I come in.
Everything you came.
Yeah, everything you came.
It means I'm going to frozen.
But in a perfect world, yes. I want to like, in a perfect world, yes. And about 3 hours, and everyone will be curated for everything. But in this case, and it's speaker made as card. So when as an artist, and what you can do is perform at your absolute best.
Just do your thing and go.
Yeah. And guess what? I was at Uchomloan. I think some far at a later stage. We are class band because why class even if we aim to my friend I want Aula Monsut Pong perform on Daniel and as an artist, love very also you won't be caught.
You saw how great those guys perform. Vele, the other thing is
Prince Hilti down. Trust me, Prince Hilti down.
Let me tell you something. Like for instance, na Tinasamba Chakranda Festival and Tina was far at the beginning and. And
Biningi.
What we aim to and I'm performing Love Your Brown. Ingoma Love Your Brown is just basic and just basic songs. But people came from their stores. But the music like see us. But as figure me petugus and everything. One of the organizers what he has the next time. This guy is from Mulawa is our father at a later stage. Because we today and I'm not saying my baby's today, but look at what he and very
the earlier slot.
The earlier slot they're not known. But now I want to ask, this people can actually pull a crowd. Tell us to perform, man. What's up, Kalaban? Who's next? Yeah, so, in this case, it should be like a motivation for those that get to perform at class and to say, okay, fine, we aim to cool. Let me manage now, perform for the manager, for the event organizer.
So I can. Let me now say also, it's to never take those things personally. I've been to events, even like a Spring Fiesta. I've seen big established artists performing early.
Exactly,
to empty crowds. I've seen a DJ Vici, a player, Kusa empty. It's slots like this, and got 3. You know, very foot Labana when I remember was late, all the slots got 3 la, ska 6 somewhere, let's go 11.
Yeah, I'm like,
you never take those things personally. You're booked, you perform. That's how it is.
Right.
That's how it is.
As we are rounding up, there are 2 things here. It's Bona Lapa.
News,
No. Let's start with the blunder or I don't know whether it was a blunder at ZBC. Good morning.
I learned the sneaker next week. Yeah.
Good morning.
Mobile, we have a lot to unpack there.
There's a lot of things to unpack.
Give us a list of what was supposed to be his kid.
So we have that trend. I'm a blayo.
Okay.
Blayo.
All right, we can talk about that one.
Yeah, we can talk about that one. Actually, so the background to that thing, it's like a TikTok thing, I think. Yeah, it's a social. All right, let me just say it's a social media thing, where someone would say, "I'm this," and then they say, "Faculty, of course, I do this."
Like
this,
one of the stereotypes about that specific class of people.
So I'm here to say, I'm a polygamist. Of course, they're gonna ask me. How do I get laid? Things like that.
And then
there was the one that trended most in Zim. Lani and Zui stuff says EFM. I'm a Harare man. Of course, baby, I had gone to the fight. Shumba Sangets are catch back.
Yeah.
Those guys killed you, bro.
That's a fire.
I don't know what we live.
That's
and
a
then, and then I came up with mine that blew up. Hey, which I mean, like, man, I drink dollar deals there.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Kill me.
I'm not even good at it. I never know what I tweet.
I think I said I'm a Harare man. I didn't say I'm a Bulawayo.
See, Harare man.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. I'll try and remember.
So, like this.
So let's.
Mina, I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course, if you ask me, where am I? That in second name.
I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course, I'm boosting your hands on your back at this.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I remember mine. Yes. I'm a Harare man. Of course, I tell people I'm into mining. Or act like a Zetian whenever I feel threatened.
They tweeting I won.
Yeah, I saw this one.
This one, also, do your version
of I'm a Bulawayo man.
That was mine. I actually did a Bulawayo one.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I say? I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course, we are Pela Unlavisi.
Abadali dola lapha khona.
Abadali dombi lapha khona. Mina yami yami yami.
I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course I support Highlanders.
Yeah.
Oh sorry. I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course I support Highlanders despite having never been to Barberfield.
Yeah.
And generally disliking soccer as a sport.
As a sport, yeah.
But
yeah.
I know who tie.
Vele dubothi soccer, kuyini soccer wena?
O football.
Whatever.
Yeah. So mina yami yami yami. I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course, I'm going to get him to win. Yeah, answer phone. He didn't have to
win. He didn't
have to win. He didn't have to
win.
He didn't have to win. And I make my intentions known. Davu has got a crush on, you know, APC. Thanks for borrowing me a million that time. Yeah, I know that day. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I mean,
I've seen people do that. Yeah, man, I love it.
Cool. As we close, I'm a Bulawayo man. Of course, I'm a Bulawayo man.
And it's tipping me off. I know you from the inside out. We do some real talking at my mama's house. We finna get some for a dollar. We might just hit home in a Honda.